and welcome to the 43rd edition of the Mechhead Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Sam, and yes, we are back. And the topic on today's show were requested by Bob in a comment on the podcast page. So, Bob, this is for you. The mech of the week is the No Dachi, which is a 70-tonner from the Dracon's Combine. And, well, it's kind of got a bad rap. Like, here's some quotes from around the web. Quoting the website HeavyGoss.com, quote, No Dachi is infamous for its low battle value, which comes from the MRMs and the ability to overheat, which is actually key to using TSM. The right hand, it's worth much more than the battle value suggests. And there are a bunch of quotes from ClassicBattletech.com forums. A lot of them are bad, such as, quote, The worst example of MRMs on a cannon unit I know of is a No Dachi. With TSM active, you have a +2 to hit anything with those MRMs. About the only use I've found for them is clearing woods, and that's not exactly a glowing testimonial, unquote. There's another quote that's just as bad, but I found, personally, that the extra to hit does not matter when you're toe-to-toe with the other guy. Besides, your main damage should be from physical attacks. Do 16 damage with a TSM sword hit. Oh yeah, I forgot to mention that. This guy's got a sword. And here's another quote that I really like. The best TSM mech overall is a close match between the No Dachi NDA-2KO, which we'll talk about later, and the Austal OTL-6D. Both machines are designed to hold the heat, not just reach it, and still hurt with their weapons. I think that is an excellent, excellent observation. And the No Dachi was designed in the mid to late 3050s, and you can really tell that it was designed, because if it was designed more recently, it'd be like 6'9", because 6'9 is fast for its size now. 5'8 is, you know, kind of almost average. Very dangerous up close. Kind of like a bigger, non-jumpy tie to Sang. Now all variants are 70 tons, 5'8", with standard armor, Indo-Steel, sword, and TSM. The first one is the NDA-1K, and it has an ERPPC as its only real long-range weapon. Only thing that you'd use outside of 9 hexes, pretty much. Closer up, it relies on both an SRM-2 and an SRM-4, two MRM-20s, and a medium laser. 12 tons of armor means this guy is pretty well protected, and it's got a battle value 1 of just over 1,100. The magic number of heat to use this thing is 20 while walking, 27 while running. Basically, you want to get that each and every turn, which you can, and that gives you a magical number of 9, so you can go in there swinging. And I took this thing up against a contemporary of its era, coming from the 3050 TRO, a CTF-3L Cataphract. Battle value 1, 1294. And, of course, all battles are on the Battletech map in Megamech. And I had the No Dachi in the south, the Cataphract in the north. And I started off on the hill in the lower right corner with the Cataphract opposite of me. I closed quickly, but I was unable to activate my TSM because the Cataphract was hiding. It took 4 turns to even get a shot off. I got all my 9 heat with the ERPPC, both MRMs, the SM4, and the medium laser that turn. Unfortunately, I lost the heat the next turn. He got me at a bad angle that turn and really gave it to me, because when you lose your heat, when you're like 1 heat above or 1 heat under, you're about going 4-6 instead of 5-8 or 6-9, so that leaves you in big trouble. But he really gave it to me, but lucky for me, his mask blew up the next turn and he was mine. And how do you want to fit? Get up close. You only have 1 real long-range weapon. Even though the MRMs can go longer than 9 hexes, you don't want to use them then, unless you're trying to build a Pete. So you really need to have some friends with long-range guns. How do you defeat it? Stay away, which can be hard, since once this guy gets going, it is as fast as a stinger or a wasp. And the second variant is the NDA-2K, which downgrades the ERPPC of the original from the ER Large Laser, and the MRMs are downgraded to 10s. Why do all this downgrading? They turn the original's lone medium laser into a medium pulse laser to give it 4 more medium pulse lasers. And as much as people hate initial pulse lasers, I think it works on this guy. Besides, you gotta get close enough to where that minus 2 to hit will really help. And also, in this version, is another double heatsink is added, guarding ECM, and a single small laser. Y'all are probably like, why a single small laser? Well, you'll find out in a bit. I took this versus a Daiku. Yeah, I know it would never happen because, you know, they're both Dracon's Combine mechs, but hey, they both go 5'8", and Daiku's a good long range, so I thought it would be a good test for it. And same starting location, same map. This No Dachi can run, fire the ER Large Laser and both MRM-10s and generate no heat. That means you have to get fairly close before a TSM can be activated. The Daiku did pretty well in the beginning, Once I got close enough to activate my TSM, it was all over. And you don't want to fire all your weapons at once for all you people who are new to TSM, since you want to keep the heat curve, so even though you have all these weapons, they're there to reach, they're going to give you different heat values so you can reach that heat curve and keep it. Besides, the guns are secondary, they're just there to get you up close so you can swat with that sword or that hatchet. Mess up your heat estimates, it can leave you very, very vulnerable. So it's best to work out beforehand what weapons you're going to fire for a certain situation. Small laser is not wasted on this design. Like, you wouldn't, I'd like having it on there. I wouldn't want a half ton of armor because it's here to get you that 9 heat. So you have 9 heat instead of 8 heat or 9 heat instead of 10 heat, stuff like that. This match took forever because I kept on losing initiative. I lost like 6 turns in a row at least. And the last variant of the Nodachi is the NDA-2KO Knockout, I like to call it. Design starts out with the TK, with the 2K. Takes off the MRMs, ear large laser is changed to a large pulse laser, another medium pulse laser is added, upping the total to 6. A small pulse laser and a flamer is added, as well as 3 more double heat sinks. For defense, a ton and a half of armor is added to the rear, and 2 ear mediums now point backward. This is a true team player, so it is so utterly short range, but it is fun to use. I took this up against a Daiku again, wanted heat, 37. Into the third round with an ammo crit on the Daiku caused by a sword hit. This thing just wipes at the floor. It's got so many weapons with the SPL, the small pulse laser, the flamer, the regular small laser still there. You really have a lot of weapons to fine tune your heat. And the worst thing that can happen to you with the TSM mech is having your weapons being taken out, because your weapons are taken out and you don't have an extra weapon that'll make up for that heat. You're pretty much screwed, so. You want to make mechs with lots of weapons, so if one gets knocked out, you can use another. That's why it has so many weapons, so it can always reach that heat. And for the original 1K, note the lack of high-tech weapons other than the RPPC on the original, but still uses advanced technology such as Indo-Steel, double heat sinks, and an XL engine. By not buying more expensive weapons, you save weight and extra heat sinks, say by using ER mediums, paying for Artemis, etc. It does save you a bit of money. Not exactly as much as you would by not using XL, but still works. Another thing Bob wanted was a special report on the general effectiveness of battle armor. This is a very interesting idea. Thank you, Bob, because I've been wondering about just this thing recently, because I just started using battle armor in Mega Mech. And while battle armor, or BA for short, has some distinct advantages over regular infantry, they still have some disadvantages that continue to plague all types of infantry. And the main ones I found are movement speed and weapon range. First, speed. The average battle armor unit, while faster than your foot infantry by a bit, and your motorized or jump infantry by just a little, mostly a lot of average battle armor units can jump, like walk 1 and jump 3, it's still much slower than even the average mech. Only a few battle armor designs can even come close to matching mech speeds, and then it's as fast as they can get, it's probably like mostly like 5 at the most. That means that in open terrain, you're best off to hitch a ride on an Omni-Mech, which I haven't tried out yet, or an APC, which I have tried, and the issue of integrated transportation, at least in my Mega-Mech, battle armor cannot be used to turn which to take out the APC, which makes sense, but that still leads to issue because they can still be shot at. But if the regular APC dies, at least in mine, the battle armor does not, so that's pretty nice, huh, because that is not the case for regular infantry. And also, there's range, because even a level 1 light mech can outrange most battle armor, because most battle armor are equipped with small lasers, flamers, machine guns that offer like a long range of 3 hexes. Or if they have something long range, such as SRMs or LRMs, they have limited ammo for them, and more often than not, you'd want to save for a short range charge you can actually hit. And only a few battle armor designs have weapons they can reliably fire to 9 hexes or more, such as the Infiltrator Mark II and the Corona. So even a 3025 Stinger can outrange you. That means unless you have a supporting unit with better long-range firepower, you can get in trouble if you're not close up to your enemy. This happened to me tons of times. I once had, say, there was 2 squads of battle armor versus 2 commandos, and they wiped the floor with me because I couldn't get close up to them to use my small lasers. But there are advantages to using battle armor. Their resiliency. Versus a better battle-valued mech, a battle armor unit has a better chance of winning. Basically, what this means is, I took an Inferior Standard squad versus a Stinger and beat it every time. I could play this like a bunch of times. Thanks to the infantry being already hard to hit, Things like self-mimetic armor and battle armor can keep growing long after regular infantry has bitten the dust. Also, damage reduction, or weapon reduction, like points being done to the enemy based off of damage, is much slower than regular infantry, where it quickly decreases to decrepit levels. And also, physical attacks. If you can get close enough, leg attacks can easily topple any mech. Swarming can be devastating, though that doesn't mean that physical attacks cannot be used against you, because they can to good effect. Overall, battle armor is more expensive, and you can field less overall people, but they're good, though. I really do wish that they weren't so such short range. I would really like to see more battle armor with weapons that are longer range than the typical small laser, machine gun, flamer combo. Like, I really want to see designs that go away from that, so we have more longer range designs. Like, the only real two long range ones that can reliably fire in the inner sphere is a Grenadier, and I believe the Infiltrator Mark II. Because the Hauberk, I think it's called, isn't really canon yet. And for Vehicle of the Week, we have the Inyo Strike Tank. It's a clan tank from 3067 and is a Hell's Horses design. It's 6'9", 55 tons, has to use an XL engine. It's got good armor and good firepower. Its firepower is a large pulse laser, 3 Streak SRM6s, and 2 machine guns. Its armor is 7.5 tons of fair fibrous armor, which is pretty good. And I like this design. Like, it's been one of my favorites, but it's really expensive. Well, that's mostly because I like streaks and I like large pulse lasers. And I took this thing a bit to Montufel Prime because that's the only design that's kind of similar, and it's a bit heavier, so I thought it would have the advantage. But unfortunately, it didn't have the advantage. It was easy. I got him with a lucky hit with the SRM, got an ammo. It felt a little too easy, so I wanted to see how this guy would do versus the other two Montufels. So I did just that. Versus the a double tap of Ultra Arcane 20 will get nearly anyone, and boy, they get the Inyo. First turn of actual fighting, got up a little bit too close, boom, boom, dead. And facing the B, which has a heavy gauss rifle, we both got charged the same turn. So that's still pretty good, but the Inyo Strike Tank is fast, powerful, but also expensive. If you like that, give it a try. If you're more attached to your money or your battle value, get a better deal elsewhere in a mech or a tank. And now it's time for a Solar 7 news report. There's no new report this week, but if you want to, send me some ideas or even record your own news, because I'm looking for a new news anchor. So if you think you got the chops, send me an email. But we are having a special commercial break thanks to Robert, and I really like it, and here it is.
The Mech Head Podcast is made possible by
Garrett Satcom, the leader in battle mech targeting and tracking systems.
And
the LCAF Recruiting Command. Conquer the stars.
And also, I want to talk about an issue that I had recently. I tried to change the podcast email service over to Gmail, which I like much better than Yahoo. That's something I've been wanting to do for quite some time. But I did it only to discover that someone had already taken the Mechhead podcast at gmail.com. Who would ever use that besides me? Honestly, no one else would use that beside me, so that's got me kind of pissed off that I won't be able to change my email to a good service until, say, I get a website. And because Gmail's, I consider it the best online email service. So, yeah, that kind of got me a little ticked off, and hopefully we can figure something out about that. Well, that's about the end of the show. Send comments, suggestions, feedback, etc. to mecheadpodcast@yahoo.com. That's mecheadpodcast@yahoo.com. Read the blog. I'm not updating as much as I used to, but I'm still updating. Got a lot of neat stuff on the back burner that I'm going to put out. Subscribe to the show on iTunes. If you like the show, tell a friend. May all your hits be crits. Bye, everybody.